Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nod Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Super Freakonomics, Levitt and Dubner delve deeper into the counterintuitive mechanics of the economy and human behavior, showcasing how extreme economic analysis can reveal surprising truths about how the world works. Following the critical and commercial success of Freakonomics, the sequel continues to challenge conventional wisdom through a series of entertaining and enlightening stories that span from the streets of Chicago to the far reaches of global issues. With their signature blend of captivating storytelling and unconventional analysis, Levitt and Dubner offer new insights into a variety of topics, including how prostitutes are similar to department store Santas, the subtle economics of altruism, and the unexpected consequences of climate change solutions. Super Freakonomics is not only a testament to the power of economic thought, but also an invitation to view the world through a lens that questions the obvious and discovers the hidden mechanisms at play. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hidden side of altruism. In Super Freakonomics, Levitt and Dubner explore the complexities behind altruistic behavior, challenging the conventional understanding that such actions are purely selfless. Through engaging anecdotes and rigorous analysis, the authors demonstrate how altruism can often be driven by personal benefit, whether it's social recognition, emotional satisfaction, or even financial gain. They dissect various scenarios, from the dynamics of blood donation to the motivations behind charitable giving, showing that altruism can be analyzed through the same economic principles as any market transaction. This section reveals the interconnectedness of self-interest and societal benefit, suggesting that understanding these motivations can lead to more effective ways of encouraging altruistic behavior. Secondly, the economics of prostitution. Levitt and Dubner turn their attention to the world of prostitution, employing economic analysis to unravel the complex dynamics of this oldest profession. They compare the wage earning of prostitutes to that of conventional labor markets, including the work of department store Santas, providing a stark illustration of the economic principles that govern seemingly disparate occupations. Through interviews and data analysis, the authors elucidate how supply and demand, risk assessment, and market efficiency play out in the sex trade. This chapter not only challenges societal stigmas, but also highlights the pragmatic decisions made by individuals in the face of economic realities. Thirdly, the perils and promises of geoengineering. In a bold foray into environmental economics, Levitt and Dubner tackle the controversial topic of geoengineering as a solution to climate change. They present a balanced view of the potential benefits and risks associated with manipulating the Earth's climate, from releasing sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere to mimic volcanic cooling to ocean fertilization to increase carbon capture. The authors present a compelling argument that geoengineering, despite its potential dangers, offers a cost-effective and immediate solution to global warming, challenging the conventional focus on carbon emission reductions. This thought-provoking chapter encourages readers to reconsider the scope of possible solutions to climate change. Fourthly, the surprising truth behind terrorist attacks. Levitt and Dubner apply their unconventional approach to the sensitive topic of terrorism, analyzing data to reveal surprising patterns and motivations behind terrorist attacks. By examining the socioeconomic backgrounds of terrorists and the outcomes of various counterterrorism strategies, the authors shed light on the complex factors that contribute to terrorism. They argue that understanding these dynamics is crucial for developing effective prevention strategies, suggesting that economic incentives and disincentives could play a vital role in reducing the frequency of attacks. This chapter not only demystifies the phenomenon of terrorism, but also proposes innovative approaches to global security. Lastly, unintended consequences of public policies. Throughout Super Freakonomics, Levitt and Dubner frequently touch upon the theme of unintended consequences, particularly in relation to public policies. They provide numerous examples of how well-intentioned laws and regulations can produce counterproductive outcomes, from increased drunk driving as a result of anti-smoking laws to the perverse incentives created by child safety seat legislation. Through careful examination of these policies, the authors demonstrate the importance of considering secondary effects and the complex interactions within societal systems. This chapter is a call to policymakers to adopt a more nuanced approach to legislation, one informed by economic thinking and empirical evidence. In conclusion, Superfreakonomics is a must-read for anyone interested in the intricacies of human behavior and the unseen forces shaping our world. Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner have crafted a book that transcends the boundaries of traditional economics, providing insights that are relevant to a wide audience, from policymakers and business professionals to the intellectually curious. The book's exploration of topics such as altruism, prostitution, geoengineering, terrorism, and the unintended consequences of public policies demonstrates the vast application of economic thinking by challenging conventional wisdom and showcasing the power of data-driven analysis. Superfreakonomics encourages readers to question the status quo and to look beyond the obvious for solutions to complex problems. Its lessons on critical thinking and skepticism can benefit anyone looking to navigate the complexities of modern life, making it a valuable addition to any personal or professional library. If you would like to support Stephen D. Levitt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.